Welcome back, Tale Tellers. Today you're in for another treat, another personal, authentically chilling story. In fact, let me prepare you a little. It's a story about aggression, lust, and jealousy, all from a crazy customer called Ted. So strap yourself in for this one, and bring a spare pair of pants. Why? Well, I think it might be a bit self-explanatory. The title of this story is Bag of Nuts Guy, from today's contributor, Lindsay. My stalker story starts out like many others. I'm a normal girl, just trying to live a normal life. There is nothing special about me, but I seem to attract the attention of all the wrong people. Maybe this was all my fault? I'll let you guys be the judge of that. I work the midnight shift at a popular gas station in a low-income, high-crime neighborhood. We are open 24 hours, and I get a lot of crazy customers. Most of them are drunk, or on some kind of drug, but my creepiest customer of all was Ted. Ted was your average, everyday semi-truck driver. On Sundays, he would come in at 1 in the morning, and the rest of the week, he would come in at 3. Everyone at my job knew him by name, and would always welcome him with a smile. So, he seemed like a safe kind of guy. He was very friendly, always looking for someone to talk to and laugh with. We would talk about life. I told him about my husband and the crazy way we met, and he told me about his divorce and how he got an amazing motorcycle out of it. After a while of talking, our conversations became comfortable. He was my best regular, after all. I told him about my upcoming vacation and how I had just turned 21 and planned on going bar hopping with my best friend. He told me that I was dangerous and that he had to watch out for me. Being my sarcastic self and knowing that I'm the least dangerous person I know, I responded with, "Oh yeah, I'm so dangerous." After a while, Ted suggested that we hang out. Now, remember that he is a 56-year-old single and ready man, and I am a 21-year-old timid and very married girl. We should not be hanging out. I would always tell him that my husband wouldn't like that, but he kept insisting. The thing about me is that I am terrible at turning people down. So, I just told him that I didn't know my work schedule yet, or that I would be busy on the day he wanted to hang out. He gave me his number, and I threw it directly in the trash when he left. About a week went by, and he let me know what week in May he would be on vacation, and he begged me to let me take me to the beach. I continued to tell him I didn't know what my schedule would be for that week. Well, eventually the week in May rolled around, and Ted began his vacation. He saw me at work taking out the trash, and he cornered me to tell me. Now, this part requires some explanation, so stay with me. The way we take out trash at work is we load up all the bags into a Walmart-sized shopping cart and wheel it out to the dumpster. The dumpster is located on the side of the building where there are conveniently no cameras, and surrounded by three walls of brick and two large metal doors to keep the homeless people out. Opening one metal door allows enough space for the shopping cart and my body to fit in, so that's usually what I do. Easy in, and easy out. I was inside the dumpster area loading all the trash bags in, and I see a vehicle pull up to me. It is 3 in the morning at this point, so it is dark and the headlights were blinding. There is an exit right by the dumpster, so a car passing me isn't unusual. But the vehicle stopped, taking away any room I had to get out and blocking me in. Then someone stepped out of the vehicle and approached me. He was just a shadow figure with the light behind him. But once he spoke, I knew it was Ted. He told me he was finally on vacation and we could have our beach date at last. I didn't speak, as I was frightened, knowing that I was cornered and I had nowhere to run if I needed to. He then said something that sent chills through my spine. "When we are done at the beach, I will take you back to my hotel room." I froze, having never given him a reason to think that was okay. He noticed the obvious terror on my face and tried to backtrack. "You know, we will watch movies and eat popcorn." I am an adult. I have been to a few hotel rooms myself, and I know what two grown adults do in them. I didn't know what to say, so I just stayed silent. Eventually, he got the hint and left. The next day, Ted came in to see me at work, and this time he wasn't playing around. He walked straight to a display of peanuts we had at the front of the store and grabbed the bag. "Gotta have your daily bag of nuts," he said, looking directly at me as he put them on the counter. "I have a bag of nuts for you." He winked at me. My typical welcoming smile had faded, and I was done acting nice around him. I told him I hate nuts, and he looked at me like I wasn't getting the joke. Oh, I got it. And I meant what I said. I hate nuts. He walked away and grabbed the rest of his items, and came up to pay. As he was about to leave, he turned around. I forgot something. Let me go get it, so I'll be ready for you. He walked right down the aisle I was afraid he was going to, and he came back with a box of condoms. I could feel his stare as I rang them up, but I couldn't look at him. I would have puked if I had. In the days following, I hid from him. Having already memorized his daily schedule, I would always go to stock the cooler whenever he was about to come in. He figured this out, and would open the doors to talk to me. One day, I went to the bathroom, and he had the nerve to bang on the door and ask why I was hiding. He even asked my co-workers where I was on the nights I wasn't working. It got to the point where I would break into a full sprint whenever I saw his truck pull up, and I know he saw me. I wanted him to see that I wanted nothing to do with him. For a while, it seemed to finally make sense to him. He almost stopped coming in, and when he did, we didn't speak. But the creepiest of all wasn't while I was at work. I was laying in my bed about to go to sleep, and I saw my phone light up next to me. The light on my screen blinded me at first, but once my eyes adjusted, I saw his face. Ted was staring at me through the Facebook notification, which let me know I had one new friend request. I have no idea how he found me. I never wore my name tag at work, and even if I did, he didn't have my last name on it. He had to do some serious searching to find me. I immediately blocked him, but unfortunately, my address and phone number was public on my profile, and more than likely seen by him. I know, I shouldn't have had my info public. It has since been changed. I put in my 2 weeks right away. I had to come back to work since then though. A girl's gonna make money, and it's hard out there. During my time away, my husband and I came into the store to get some drinks, and I saw Ted's truck pull up. Before anyone asks, yes, my husband knew everything Ted had done. I threw my arms around my husband and he kissed me. It was a passionate, over-the-top, The Notebook kind of kiss, and Ted saw all of it. He looked at me with all the rage in the world. We quickly left after that. But a few minutes later, I got a text from my coworker who was there at the time. She said that he was loudly mumbling to himself about he couldn't believe I would kiss all over some guy in public, but I wouldn't sleep with him. Nothing has happened since, but he could come in at any minute, and I always get a little worried at 1 and 3 in the morning. I know this isn't the craziest of stories, and I am very thankful for that, but I needed to share this somewhere. Thanks for listening. My goodness, that guy is all kinds of crazy. Luckily, it didn't escalate, and your parade of love deterred him. Thank you, Lindsay, for this story and the permission to share it. If you like this story, do Stories, Fables, Ghostly Tales and your fellow tale tellers a favor. Share this post, join me on Twitter, and give me a big like to let me know you care. It really does go a long way. So, I hope you didn't need to use those spare pair of pants for this one. And as always, tale tellers, till next time.